Welcome to It's the Human Experience Podcast. Hosted by Hazel Brown, a healthcare leader, wife, mom, and career coach. If you're big on authenticity, personal development, perseverance, and transparency, you're in the right place. Get ready to be uplifted, inspired, and empowered as you become fearless in pursuit of the life you desire and deserve. Our goal is to help you level up by creating a safe space to learn and reflect while listening to transparent stories from our host or successful professionals and business owners who've agreed to share the parts of success that typically gets X'd out on social media. Because that's the part you need to see and hear. The process. Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to miss out on these transparent stories and discussions that reveal highs, lows, aha moments, and nuggets that'll help you to grow and glow.
Hey, 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 you are now tuned in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. I'm your host, Hazel Brown. Today, I wanted to talk to you as I reflect up on the Workplace Therapy Women's Empowerment Conference. Guys, what an experience. I think for me, when I look back at the start of my journey and being obedient to the calling over my life, I couldn't imagine that the event would take place in the way that it did. I will start by saying one of the comments that I received was that it felt like family who cared. That is the experience in which the audience received. My goal going into the conference was to make sure that we created a safe space where people felt like the conference was home. It felt like a place to where they can become their true authentic self, remove the veil, and really grow into the highest self by taking the gems, the nuggets, and the wisdom from people who've already done it. And I feel like the experience that the audience received was one that provided all of the feels, senses were lit, information was dropped, strategy was provided, the thoughts provoking situations that we go through as we're going through the process was shared transparently. And I am just in awe of how things turned out. But separate from my feeling elated about just carrying out the vision that God had over my life, I also want to talk about the behind the scenes of the process. Like, it really looks so glorious, so glamorous, so glitzy, so amazing. But the process of getting to the place of really birthing the baby and carrying out the gifts that God gave to us was not easy. I really went through some testing periods where I had to really line up with God and say, okay, you gave this to me. I can do this. Let's keep going. To the point where it was dark. Like, there were many times that I'm like, God, how do you expect me to do this? Like, where are the resources? Where are the people? And I will say that as much as I can focus on what I lacked, He provided everything that I needed to be able to get to where we got in terms of the fruition of the actual conference. And so the reason for this episode is to create that sense of endearment to where you can recognize that you can actually get to the finish line. You can actually stand up a goal. You can actually carry out that vision. You can actually get to where you're trying to go as long as you stay the course. You are going to go through moments where you feel like, oh my God, I cannot do this. Oh my God, I don't want to do this. Oh my God, this is darker than I expected. And through all those feels, you have to push past it you have to remember what it is you're doing, why it is you're doing it, and who it is that you serve, in the sense that he will provide, he will align things, and a foundation will be laid for where it is that he is trying to lead you. Every experience that you've encountered previous to this moment, all were intentional, all was aligned. And though you have to go through the triumphs, you have to go through the hardship, you have to get through to get to the victory, all the things matter, right? The good, the bad, the indifferent. Focus on the things that really keep you strong to get to the finish line. That is really the message within this episode, is making sure you recognize that what you focus on is what you become. If you focus on the things that you don't have, the things you lack, the things that are, you have shortcomings in, that is what you're going to dwindle in and what you're going to become. So focus on how you can get the results. Focus on who you collab with. Focus on what kind of conversations you need to have with yourself. Focus on figuring out how to solve problems. The biggest thing we can do for ourselves in life is learn how to solve problems, whether that be your problems, solutions to being able to stand up that goal, or what have you. That is what you're going to learn in the journey, is how you solve problems. And then you're going to shuffle things up for the future and understand what your strengths are, where you're going to move forward from there, how you're going to be able to progress and make sure the experience going forward is one that is better aligned, is has less problems, has less kinks, and really gets you to fulfilling the vision and the calling over your life in a way that is a little bit more seamless than the previous time before. So many times we go through experiences in life and we want them to be smooth sailing. And I can tell you that it won't be. Nothing about the experience is smooth sailing. Listen, when you look at the tides and the waves and the way that things happen out in the ocean, out in the real world, we see it. And then when we're on the boat rocking, we're like, rock the boat. Like, I like the song, but I don't want to be rocking in this boat. And I can share with you, it's okay to let the boat rock as long as it doesn't flip over. And if you know how to swim, hold your breath, or whatever the case may be, do that. But know that it will come to pass, right? It will come to pass, and you will be able to get to where you're trying to be. This episode is really not meant to be long. It is really meant to provide the nuggets. I think just in the way that I set up the conference to be able to have our speakers speak for 5 to 7 minutes so that they're giving you aha moments, nuggets, mindset shifts. I like the way that I'm doing the podcast and where I'm just sharing information with you, specifically when I'm on myself without a guest, and giving you really the bolts and whistles, the meat and potatoes, the things that can truly help to shift your mindset to get you to accomplish your goals. That is my end goal. I don't want to waste time giving you warm and fuzzies. I want things that's going to help you take action. I want things that's going to help you continue to believe. I want to share a message that's really true and authentic when we think about the human experience and going after our goals. I want you to know that you can do it because you can. And I want to give it to you real and true. I don't want to give it to you that's just warm and fuzzy and it feels like only others can do it, when the reality is you can too. If I'm able to do it, you're able to do it. There's nothing different about you and me. It's just making sure you take the action, you focus on what it is you can solve, you align yourself with resources and tools to help you solve the problems that you can't, you get better every day, you give yourself grace, and you keep betting on yourself. That is what I want you to do. Keep growing, keep glowing, keep betting on yourself. Don't let fear, overwhelm, comparison, or any of the things steal your joy. Don't make it cause you to give up on your goals, to give up on your future self. Your future self is rooting for you. I want you to go and get it. I am rooting for you. Now let's go, let's grow together.
We hope you caught all those gems. So here for all of it. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a gem. Write a review so that we know to keep bringing you episodes like this. And check us out online at itsthehumanexperience.com to keep up with us. Keep growing and glowing. catch you on the next episode.